You are listening to the Radio Free Gaming Network. Hello and welcome! My name is Cyril Lachelle, and you're listening to This Week in Defunct Games. On this week's show, we take a look at Bonk's Revenge, Punch-Out, Gyarus, and Virtua Fighter 2. All that and more on this week's episode of This Week in Defunct Games. Alright, well, as I already mentioned at the top of the show, my name is Cyril Lachelle, and this is This Week in Defunct Games. This is your official Defunct Games podcast for all of the retro game news and reviews and all that good stuff. I'm telling you, we do this every Thursday. We go through the Virtual Console, the Xbox Live, we go through the PlayStation 3 when that's relevant. We do it all just so that you know what games you should buy and which games you should just completely pass up. And boy, do we have a good show for you this week. Oh, man, after last week's show, last week's show was terrible. We had three terrible games and Mortal Kombat 2. And I got nothing against Mortal Kombat 2, but it was just a boring, boring show. Ah, boy. But this week's going to be better. The good news, though, is that we have three great games. Well, okay, we have a couple of great games and one that's not so great. But we're still going to have a good time. But before we start, let me start off by saying that usually before I do these events, do these podcasts, I usually spend a little time preparing, coming up with some notes and whatnot, and that hasn't happened today. No, today I have decided to wing it. I basically just got done with the article that's going to go up in just a couple of minutes, but I figured that I needed to record this thing, so if I'm a little rusty at this, I apologize. I don't have my notes with me, but I'm gonna do the best I can, and hopefully you guys won't mind. So, as you already know, we have some new equipment. We're getting a little better at doing the equipment stuff. But along with the new equipment, I actually got a brand new comfortable chair. So I'm sitting in a brand new chair that's good enough to make me want to go to sleep. It's so damn comfortable. I'm telling you right now, you wish you were here in this chair, and that sounded better in my mind because that's kind of creepy. So let's just move on. I don't know what's going to happen on today's show, but I can tell you one thing. We have some creepy-ass music. So let's just cue up that creepy-ass music and get on to the Virtual Console. Like we should be talking about some other games. We actually have some really good, bright, happy games to come after that scary-ass music. And so, before we begin, a couple of months ago, I did this article where I talked about the 25 Virtual Console games that we would never, ever see. And if you haven't read it, then I suggest you head on over to defunctgames.com and you check it out. It's linked on the front page in the banner. It's the 25 Virtual Console games that we'll never see. And, man, I mean, it includes a bunch of stuff. It includes, you know, Jeopardy and Duck Hunt. It includes that Nintendo World Championship cartridge. It includes all that stuff. But the number one game I said we would never see would be Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. And now I suggested that we may be able to see Punch-Out or Super Punch-Out or maybe even some sequel that they do in the future. But we would never see the original Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Mike Tyson would never make an appearance on that Nintendo cartridge ever again. And I was right. Today, this week, we got Punch-Out, the one with Mr. Dreams, not the one with with Mike Tyson, with Iron Mike. We got the one with Mr. Dream. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. This is still a fantastic game. And, you know, it's one of those games that everybody should own, even if you're not a boxing fan. I personally hate boxing, but this is one of those games that really holds up because it's all about the patterns. And it has this really cute graphics, and it's just a fantastic game. But what really sets us apart is this is one of those games that everybody's been waiting for. And I'm not entirely sure why they didn't release it sooner. But here it is. It's only $5. It's on the Virtual Console. It's an old NES game, of course, and I can only hope that at some point in the near future they decide to resurrect this franchise and give us maybe a third Punch Out or something like that. I mean, it seems like that would make a lot of sense because, you know, they have the Wii remotes, the motion sensing stuff, and I mean it would make a whole lot of sense. We did have that Wii boxing, but I don't know, that's pretty limited. And you know, what's really great about this game is, like I said, it's all about the patterns. You gotta watch what they do and memorize what they do and wait until they're vulnerable, and that's when you strike. And it's one of those games that almost everybody can get into, even if you're not into fighting or boxing or anything like that. It's the cream of the crop this week, I hate to say, but yeah, Punch-Out, the original Punch-Out, is a fantastic game. And if you haven't, like I said, if you haven't read that, my 25 games that you'll never see on the Virtual Console, so far, all 25 of them have not been on the Virtual Console, and I'm telling you, they're not going to be on the console, but check it out and you know, write them down. And when I'm wrong, I'm sure I'm going to hear it from pretty much everybody that not only listens to this podcast but goes to defunctgames.com. All right, so let's move right along. The next game is Bonk's Revenge. It's a TurboGrafx-16 game, of course. This is the sequel to Bonk's Adventure, which was an early generation TurboGrafx-16 game, and you know, it wasn't that well received when it was re-released. Bonk's Adventure was a fun game, but it was pretty limited. Didn't have a whole lot of technique to it. It was pretty rudimentary. But now we have Bonk's Revenge, and this shows us exactly why Bonk was a cool character. He wasn't Bubsy. He wasn't Arrow the Acrobat. This guy was actually pretty cool, and it's been improved in just about every sense. What's really great about it is that it has these really cool level designs where they actually branch off, and you can go in a number of different ways, so that it's not as linear as all the other games used to be. And it has some cool new techniques that are pretty cool. Like you can now sort of climb up using your mouth a waterfall, which, you know, it's probably the most impressive feat I've ever seen. You don't see that in video games very often. Hell, you don't see that in real life either. So, I mean, it's a really cool technique, and it's one of those things that I'd like to see more of. And why haven't they released another Bonk game? I mean, come on now. There should be another Bonk game. Give us a 3D one at least. I mean, it seems like the perfect candidate for a 3D makeover, but I don't know, maybe everybody's scared after, you know, Blasto and Bubsy and all the other failed 3D attempts, but you know, whatever. Anyway, getting back to Bonk's Revenge. This is a great game. It's only $6, so it's nice and cheap. Most people probably haven't played it, and it'll hopefully segue into the even better Bonk 3, which I'm hoping will come out here pretty soon. And hell, maybe we'll even get Air Zonk, which is, I think, my personal favorite of the series. I mean, it's not really a Bonk game. That's more of an air shooter sort of thing, a 2D shooter. But it is still a lot of fun, and I'm telling you, the series, after the second one, you know, the second one on, the series really, really found its legs, and I think you're going to see why when you check out Bonk's Revenge. All right, third Virtual Console game. Well, we're just blasting through these, aren't we? We're not spending too much time. All right, our third entry is Virtua Fighter 2. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wow, great, a Saturn, or maybe even an arcade Virtua Fighter game. That's awesome. Yeah, well, that's not what we get. No, instead we get the 2D 16-bit Genesis Virtua Fighter 2, which, I mean, that's, yeah. I would have taken the 32X Virtua Fighter over the 16-bit 2D Virtua Fighter 1. I mean, it's all right. So, let's just get this out of the way. When you think of Virtua Fighter, obviously the first thing you think of is 3D. I mean, it was the first 3D fighting game pretty much out there, and it told us exactly how we were to make 3D fighting games. It was a fantastic game that impressed from day one. But that isn't what you get here with the 16-bit 2D Genesis version. And instead we get, obviously, a sprite-based game that looks a little bit like, you know, Street Fighter or some of those games, but it isn't nearly as interesting. The problem is that it still kind of plays like the Virtua Fighter in the arcade, which, you know, that's fine when it's a 3D game, but it's not so good when it's a 2D game. You certainly don't want Street Fighter to play like Tekken or anything like that. I mean, they have very different styles, and you certainly don't want this 2D Virtua Fighter to play like it's in 3D. The problem here is that it doesn't really have any cool special moves since it's still 2D. I mean, you can do the cool, you know, combos and ring out and stuff like that, but it isn't nearly as impressive because it's still just in 2D. And I got nothing against 2D fighting games. I love 2D fighting games. I almost like them more than 3D fighting games. But Virtua Fighter was never meant to be a 2D game. And I mean, it's not the worst game you'll ever see, and I suppose it's about as good as you could hope for from a 2D game, a 2D Virtua Fighter game, but it's at $8. It's entirely too much money to spend. I mean, if you're going to do anything, you should head out and buy the PSP or PS2 version of the Sega Genesis Collection. That ranges from, I don't know, $20 to $30. So I mean, you're paying at most $1.10 per game, and I mean there are 30 games on that collection. So it's just ridiculous. You don't want to spend $8 on this game. It's definitely not worth $8. It's worth $1 for its novelty, but not $8. So yeah, when it comes right down to it, there's really only two games on the Virtual Console this week that you need to spend any money on, and those of course are Punch Out and Bonk's Revenge. Just completely ignore Virtua Fighter 2. We're just busting through this episode, aren't we? Now this is shaping up to be the shortest episode we've ever done. Jesus, how about that? All right, so let's get comfortable and let's talk about some Xbox Live Arcade. Now this week is one of those rare weeks when Microsoft has decided to do not one but two Xbox Live Arcade games this Wednesday. I don't know why. Maybe they feel like they have a ton of games that they need to get out there. I mean, there aren't a lot of games coming out for the Xbox 360 in April or May or June or, well, anyway. So I don't know. Maybe they decided let's get some of those Xbox Live Arcade games out there since we have so many. I think, you know, there are, I don't know, a good 10 or 11 that have been announced that we haven't seen yet. This week we had a 3D mini golf game that I'm sure is fun, but it's not retro, so we're not going to talk about it. And we also had Gyrus, which is a Konami game from the early 1980s, 1983, if I remember correctly. And Gyrus is actually pretty cool. It's almost like it's, you know, like it's one of those games that's going up against all of these other shooters that we're starting to see on the Nintendo Virtual Console. I mean, last week we saw Galaga, which was pretty cool, but and so we get Gyrus over here on the Xbox Live Arcade. So I don't know, maybe that's why they did it, or maybe not. Either way, we get this great Konami shooter that came out long before most of the Konami shooters that everybody remembers. But it's Gyrus is pretty cool because unlike Space Invaders and Galaga, Gyrus isn't you're not stuck at the bottom of the screen shooting upwards, and I don't know if you ever played Tempest or not, but it's like Tempest, where what you do is you kind of rotate around the screen and you shoot at all of these aliens and whatnot, spaceships and stuff that are coming at you sort of in a forced 3D perspective. And you know, it's really, really cool because at the time we had never seen anything like that, well, except for Tempest. But we had never really seen that with this style of game, and it's really, really cool. And it's remarkable how well this actually has held up. It's still a lot of fun, even on the Xbox Live Arcade. The reason it's so good, though, is because it's dirt cheap. I mean, you can go through that thing, and you know, it's $5. So it's one of those games you just pop in. You play for a couple of minutes, and then you go off to another game, and then you come back to it whenever. It doesn't really get old, and it's held up remarkably well. There are some things to talk about in it. A little enhanced graphics here and there. You got full HD support, which is pretty cool. The big thing, of course, is the leaderboards, the online leaderboards, and it has achievements, which I don't know how many of you really care about from these classic games. But that is pretty cool, and I think that it is definitely worth getting. There are probably a lot of Xbox 360 owners that are younger than, I don't know, however old you would have to be in 1983, that don't remember this game. But if you are one of those people that remember it, then definitely pick it up for $5. If you don't remember it, download it and at least experience what everyone was playing back in the early 1980s. This is a classic game, and I'm really hoping that at some point in the near future we're going to start to see other Konami games, arcade games specifically, on the Xbox Live Arcade. I wouldn't mind seeing some of the ones that were never released here in the U.S., like Parodius specifically. I don't know, maybe the Salamander series. I know that they had a chance to release those on the PSP. Those series came out in nice collections in Japan on the PSP, but they have yet to bring those over to the U.S., so not holding my breath that they'll release those on the Xbox Live Arcade. But I don't know. I'm telling you, if I could get Parodius for $5, I'd probably pick it up. I don't know about you. So there you have it. I'm hoping that they do bring out at least some other games. It's nice to see Konami actually supporting the system. You know, their console stuff so far on the Xbox 360 hasn't been real good. You know, not unless you consider that Bomberman Act Zero to be real good, which I don't think anybody does. So that's this week on the Xbox 360, Xbox Live Arcade. I'm curious to see what we get next week. Gyrus just kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't even know that one was slated to be released. But I'm wondering what we're going to see next. They've announced a bunch that we haven't seen yet. I'm hoping that that Eats Chowdown is one of the next ones. Eats was such an amazing game. We have a review for that over there on the PC version of it on defunctgames.com. And I can't wait for Eats Chowdown. So hopefully that will be soon. I'll let you know if it is, even if we don't cover it here on the podcast. All right. So that's the Xbox Live Arcade. Boy, we're almost done. Let's get some more creepy music. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode of This Week in Defunct Games. I apologize. I don't have any letters for you to read. I don't have any games I want remade this week. I'm telling you, I just didn't have time to do any of that. But next week, next Thursday, we'll have all of that, and maybe we'll even bring some other new stuff in, some stuff I've been getting emails about that people want to hear. Next Thursday, of course, is going to be my birthday, so I guess I'm going to have to do this podcast before then. I'm probably going to do that on Tuesday or Wednesday and get that up on Thursday so that I can just relax on my birthday. On the other hand, we do have some really, really good stuff coming at you over the next couple of weeks, the last couple weeks of April here on Defunct Games. I'm telling you, some really, really good stuff. Oh, man. First and foremost, we have the resurrection of some of my favorite articles. That's kind of what I've been working on. That's why this podcast is such a mess. Been working so hard on getting some of these old articles kind of resurrected into the 21st century, if you will. Oh, we got some really good stuff coming. I'm not even kidding about that. And next Monday, I'm proud to announce, expect a brand new episode of Afterthoughts. It's going to be our first episode of Afterthoughts since we got the new equipment. So I think you're going to be really impressed with how that looks and sounds. You're going to love it. Oh, boy. So what else? Of course, if you want to read more about these games that you've heard about or any of the articles I've mentioned, I really strongly suggest you head on over to defunctgames.com. That's defunctgames.com. And then be back here next Thursday for another episode of This Week in Defunct Games. Until then, I strongly suggest you send me an email. My email address is loser@defunctgames.com. That's loser@defunctgames.com. That's on every page of Defunct Games, so you cannot miss it. Anyway, I'm sorry that this podcast was such a mess and done so quickly. We'll be back next week with a much better produced episode. Until then, keep smiling.